So today's daf is Vachim Daf Tes, and we learned yesterday on Daf Chesam Beis a fascinating idea. The Mishnah had said that if a Karban Pesach is slaughtered for the wrong sanctity, a Pesach was slaughtered as an Ola, as a Shlamim, so then the Pesach becomes disqualified. The Gemara quoted a Braisa. The Braisa said that on the day, namely on Erev Pesach, if at its right time, if the Pesach is slaughtered for the wrong sanctity, it becomes disqualified. But if someone has something which is the holiness of Pesach, he sanctified it as Pesach, and he's slaughtering it on the wrong day, he's slaughtering it on day 13, he's slaughtering it on day 14, then it's actually the opposite. If it was slaughtered as Pesach, it becomes disqualified. But if it was slaughtered as anything else, then it becomes a Karban Shlamim, and it can be offered as a Shlamim. So that's what we learned in the Braisa. And the Gemara was trying to find a source for this. So the Gemara said that maybe it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'im enatzon karbano, v'zevach shlamim la'ashem, zachar nekeva, tamim yakrivenu. So v'im minatzon karbano, maybe that's a reference to Pesach, which is always brought minatzon. Tzon is flocks, so it includes sheep and goats. So v'im minatzon, so what's the karban that's tzon, sheep and goats, can't be cattle, karban Pesach. So then it's saying, the zevach shlamim la'ashem, it'll be a zevach shlamim, it'll be slaughtered, and it becomes a shlamim. The Gemara says, well, maybe only if it's slaughtered for a shlamim would it become a shlamim. Maybe if it's slaughtered for an ola, slaughtered for a chatas, it wouldn't become a shlamim. So the Gemara ends up saying what we saw yesterday is that Ella, the second to last line, Ella lezevach ribuyahu, since it uses the language of lezevach shlamim. So lezevach, for whatever slaughtering, for whatever it was slaughtered for, whatever karban, it then becomes shlamim. The Gemara now asks, let's start again over here on the bottom of Chesam and Beis, the very last line, Ema l'chol d'shachet le'le havi kavaseh. But why don't you say that whatever the Pesach is slaughtered for, when it's not in its time, it should become that. So if it's slaughtered for an Ola, it'll become an Ola. If it's slaughtered for an Asham, it'll become an Asham. Why do you say that if it's slaughtered for anything, it'll become a Shlamim? So Rav Avin explained, let's say you had a Karban Pesach and you're slaughtering it on day 13 of Nisan, the wrong time. So you're going to slaughter it as an Ola. You can take something which was holy and was supposed to be eaten like a Chatas, like a Shlamim. I'm sorry, a Pesach. A Pesach was holy and it was supposed to be eaten, and now you slaughtered it for some other intent. So okay, you can say now it'll become another thing that should be eaten, a Shlamim. However, you can't take a karban which is normally eaten and now push it to a sacrifice that isn't eaten. Push it, let's say, into an ola. An ola is not eaten. So Gemara says, 1 second, but there are all sorts of karbanos that are eaten that are not shlamim. Atu chatas v'asham ilo mesachli. A karban chatas is eaten. It's only eaten by the kohanim. A karban asham is eaten by the kohanim, but it is eaten. So let's say that if a guy takes his Pesach not on the right day and he slaughters it for the sake of Chatas, or for the sake of Asham, it should become Chatas, it should become Asham. Answer the Gemara, no. The two karbanos that can be eaten by anyone are a Pesach and a Shlamim, whereas a Chatas is only eaten by the Kohanim, and Asham is only eaten by the Kohanim. So we take a karban that's eaten by everyone and push it to another type of karban that's eaten by everyone. But we can't take Pesach that could be eaten by anyone and push it to a karban that's not eaten by everyone, to a chatas or an asham. So we can't push a karban that's eaten to all to a karban that's not eaten to all, but that's only eaten to kohanim. That was answer number one. Answer number two, we are in the beginning of Tesamut Aleph. Good six lines, seven lines down. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Avin, gave a different answer. Why is it that if a carbon Pesach is slaughtered for some other carbon, when it's not the date of Pesach, it's not Erev Pesach, it automatically becomes a shlamim? So this is based on a verse which says the word lezevach, shlamim l'Hashem. So why does it become a shlamim? Why don't we say it can become whatever it was slaughtered for? So Rabbi Yosef Ravin said, Dochim kachim kalim, etzel kachim kalim. When you have a Pesach is on the lower level of sanctity. It's called kachim kalim, the light sanctity. A shlamim is the light sanctity. A chatas and an asham is a high level of sanctity. So you can only take something which is low level sanctity and push it to another low level of sanctity. You can't take something of low level sanctity, and just because he had a different intent on the wrong date, now it goes to a high level of sanctity. That you can't do. That's why it goes to shlamim, but it wouldn't go to chatas or asham.
Which one is the highest, Rabbi?
The highest are Ola. Ola, Chatas, and Asham are the highest. But then Shlamim and Pesach are lower.
And can't the other ones in Kalim be the other ones?
Well, that's the next question. I mean, this is not the opinion that it has to be eaten to all, right? This is a new opinion. Maskefler, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Savrin, Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Savrin, asked, Ema, so if you're saying that we only want the Pesach, what had been sanctified as Pesach, to move into another sacrifice, which is also lower level sacrifice. So, Ema Shachti L'Shem Meiser. Let's say somebody takes this Karban Pesach on day 12 of Nisan and he slaughters it as Maser Behema. Maser Behema is the, let's say a rancher has a flock of sheep, so a bunch of sheep are going to be born during the year. Every 10th sheep that was born during this year becomes Maaser Behema, has to be given over as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's also Kachim Kalim, a low level of sanctity. So why don't we say that if somebody took his Pesach not in the right time and he slaughters it as Maaser Behema, Lehevi Maaser, it should become Maaser Behema. So Gemara says, Lamai Hilchasa, what's the difference between whether it's Maaser Behema or whether it is a Shlamim? I'll tell you the differences. Number one, the Lalibai Nesachim. A shlamim, besides the animal that's slaughtered, is supposed to be accompanied with wine. And the wine gets poured onto the corner of the altar, onto the into the shittin, into the holes that go from the corner of the altar down into the depths of the mountain. So a shlamim is accompanied with wine. The Maaser Behema is not accompanied with wine. So if we'll say that a Pesach can be shifted into Maaser Behema, and once it's shifted into the Maaser Behema, there would be no need to pour wine with it. And a second law, Maaser Behema, you're not allowed to sell. Ulamilkale below Yigoyal. If somebody would sell this animal after he turned it into Maaser Behema, he would get Malkos. So that's the question. Can it become Maaser Behema or not? Why can't it be Maaser Behema? Why do you say that it always becomes Shlamim?
Only Kohen eats that Maaser Behema.
No, other people also eat it too. So the Gemara asks, so the answer to the Gemara, there's a special pasuk in regards to Maaser Behema to exclude anything else from becoming Maaser Behema. Amar Kra, the verse says, V'chol Maaser Bakar Vitzon, Kol Asher Yavor Tachas HaShavet, Ha'asiri Yekodesh LaHashem. So it says there, Ha'asiri, the tenth, Yekodesh LaHashem, should be holy for God. The tenth should be holy, but nothing else. So something which started off as a Pesach and now is being slaughtered as Maaser Behema can't become Maaser Behema, because in regards to Maaser Behema, in regards to the tenth animal, the Torah says explicitly, the tenth shall be holy. The tenth shall be holy to exclude anything else from being this holy. Only the tenth is this holy, but not anything else.
That's where the 10% of income comes from, right?
No. Well, no, that's a good point. Well, the question of 10% of income is a question where it comes from. It might be related to Maaser Rishon, that if you are a farmer, not a rancher, you're growing produce, so whatever, and even if you're not a farmer, anyone who grows produce has to give 10% of the produce that grows in the land of Israel to the Levium.
Right.
So the Levium, they don't own land, so they're basically poor scholars. The Rambam says that they are just dedicated to studying Torah. They don't worry about the matters of this world, and the community takes care of them. So that could be the source of Maaser Ksafim, that we'll give to the scholars and the poor people 10% in order to provide for them. Or maybe it's based on Maaser Ani, that 10% of the produce in years 3 and 6 is supposed to be given to poor people. So is it better to give that 10% to poor scholars or better to give it to poor people? That's a question. It's not so much based on Maaser Behema. So, Amar Kras, again, so that's why it can't be shifted into Maaser Behema, Hasiriya Kodesh. So, Zem Maaser, that means this becomes Maaser Behema, the tenth animal, Vein Acher Maaser. Something else cannot become Maaser Behema. Again, we're dealing with this very rare situation. An animal that had been consecrated as Pesach, it's being slaughtered not on Pesach, for something other than Pesach. It's a strange situation. So the Gemara now says, well, Ema, why don't you propose that Shachte L'Shem B'chor L'Hevi K'B'chor? If you say the reason why when it's slaughtered for some purpose other than Pesach, it shifts to that other thing because it goes from one Kachem Kalim to another Kachem Kalim. So let's say if it was slaughtered as B'chor, as the firstborn animal, it should have the status of a firstborn animal. What's the difference between whether it's Bechor or whether it's Shlamim? The difference is Deloli Bayi Nesachim. As we said, Shlamim need to be accompanied with wine. Bechor does not need to be accompanied with wine. So that'll be a difference. You won't have to bring wine with it. Inami alternatively, Delesve LeKohanim. Another point is that if it's Bechor, you have to give it to the Kohanim because the Kohanim is supposed to get the Bechor. So my answer is Bechor is compared to Maaser Behema. Here is a Gzeira Shava. The Pasuk says, V'ha'avarta kol peter rechem, you shall pass over all those that open the womb, the firstborn. And in regards to Maaser, it says, kol asher yavor tachas ha'shavet, whatever will pass underneath the staff. Remember, in regards to Maaser Behema, before Rosh Chodesh Elul, they would take all the sheep that had been born between last Rosh Chodesh Elul and this Rosh Chodesh Elul, and they would count them out one by one, and the tenth one would be hit with the staff with the red paint on it and painted with the red streak. That's going to be the Maaser Behema. Kol asher yavor tachas hashavet, whatever will pass underneath the staff. So there's the word yavor. In regards to Bechor, it says, v'avarta kol peter rechem. Again, there's the word la'avor. So that means Bechor is compared to Maaser Behema. We said Maaser Behema has to be only it. It can't be something else. But nothing else could become Maaser Behema. Only this Ha'asiri, the tenth. So too, since Bechor is compared to Maaser Behema, only the firstborn animal can have the status of Bechor, a firstborn. Nothing else can have the status of Bechor. So a Pesach slaughtered for Bechor after the wrong time wouldn't become Bechor, because only Bechor can be Bechor, not anything else can become Bechor.
But doesn't it make sense to do the Bechor for Pesach? Because of what happened in Egypt, they killed all the Bechorim.
Oh, nice point. So I think one of the beautiful things about these mesechtos, Zvachim, then we'll get to Menachos about the Mincha, is that it's not supposed to make sense. It's all based on the Pasuk. And again, we're going back to what did the Pasuk say? What does the Pasuk say? Because this is God's wisdom, Chachma Elokus. This is not human wisdom. When you learn about money issues, stealing and damages, and, you know, loans and claims and counterclaims, that's human intellect. But Kachim is godly intellect. So it doesn't have to make sense. It's God set it out, and now we have to try to figure out what message is he trying to tell us by it.
Yes, sir. No problem.
But also to figure out what's the message he's telling us. But this is his understanding of things.
However, there are times where it says you can learn from the Pasuk and it says Misvara. So how do we...
Yeah, a little bit of svara. You have to apply a little bit of your own intellect. That's true. But it's basically primarily based on godly intellect. So now the Gemara says a very strange idea. Ve'ema shachte l'shem tmura lehevi tmura. We're going to learn a lot throughout Kachin that there's something called tmura. We've seen it mentioned before. Tmura is, let's say, a person has an animal that he consecrated to serve as his shlamim. He made a promise, he's going to give a shlamim. He takes an animal. This is my shlamim. He consecrated the animal. Then his wife comes home and she says, what'd you do? You gave this very expensive, beautiful, fat, you know, sheep to be a shlamim. You should give, you know, the cheaper sheep to be the shlamim. So he says, all right, I'm going to flip it. Ze kaze. This one should take the place of this one. So the Torah says, lo yemirenu velo yachlifenu. You're not allowed to flip it. And if a person tried to flip it, they're both kodesh. So now the second one also has sacred sanctity. And the first one stays sacred. So what would be if a person had a Karban Pesach, and it's not Pesach, it's not Erev Pesach, and he slaughters it as Tmuras Pesach. He didn't slaughter it as Pesach. He didn't slaughter it as Shlamim. He slaughtered it as, were it to be flipped for a Pesach. So let it be Tmuras Pesach. Lehevi Tmura. Let it become Tmuras Pesach. Because that was his intent. That's the Gemara's question. Lema Hilchasa. So what does that do for you if he became Tmuras Pesach? Lemilkale. We'll give him lashes. We'll give him lashes for having violated the sin of Tmura. For having done Tmura. Inami, or else to say another law, that if it's Tmuras Pesach, Lemekam Ale below Yimachir below Yigoel. The law of Tmuras Pesach is that there would be a lav. It would be another violation if he were to try to sell the Tmura, or he would try to redeem the Tmura. So that's what would be accomplished. So Amar Zutchabred, we have Nachman Amar Kra. Again, we have a pasuk in regards to Tmura. It says in regards to Tmura, V'hayahu Tmura so yiyah kodesh. And behold, it'll be he and the Tmura are both kodesh. That tells you what is Tmura when you have in front of you two animals. One animal sacred, the second animal not yet sacred, and you try to flip one onto the other. So now both. Zut Tmura, but that's the only case of Tmura. V'hayahu, this and its Tmura will be Kodesh. This is Tmura. V'ein acher Tmura. There is no other way of Tmura. You can't take a Pesach and say, by means of declaration, this is now Tmura's Pesach and turn it into Tmura. Tmura is when you try to flip the sanctity of one onto something else in front of you, didn't work, that's Tmura. But there is no such thing as just by means of repurposing, turning it into Tmura.
So there is no such as switching.
There is a switching.
There is where?
If you took two animals.
Well, if you brought two animals.
If you brought the second animal and you tried to flip animal one into animal two, then both are holy and right, you did a violation. Right. But if you only have one animal, a Karban Pesach, and you say, instead of this being a Karban Pesach, this should be a Tmuras Pesach, that doesn't do anything.
It's all in one animal.
All right. So now the Gemara asks. Again,
is that what it's asking, or is it asking if someone tries to give a Karban Pesach in exchange for the Tmura of another Karban? So let's say someone said you want to give a shlamin and then tries to do a substitute for that shlamin.
Different commentaries of this Gemara. Okay. This is one approach. Ve'ema, so now another proposal. You had a Pesach, it's not Pesach time, it's not Erev Pesach. Ve'ema, why don't we say that Shachtei L'Shem Toda, if he slaughters the Pesach as a Toda, Lehevi Ki Toda, that should turn it into a Toda. L'mai Hilchasa, what would that therefore mean if it's a toda, not a shlamim? Latino lechem. That would require that you'd have to bring loaves of bread with it, 40 loaves. What's that? He likes the toda, right?
He likes the toda on Pesach.
He likes the toda on Pesach, right. So the Gemara maybe says a similar answer. The Gemara says, Mi kamidi, do you have such a thing? The Pesach kufei lo boi lechem. The Pesach itself, it wouldn't have needed bread. Umosaro bai lechem, but now that it's not being brought on Pesach, it's being brought on some other date, it's going to now need bread? So the Gemara says, Iach, if you have a question like that, so then how do you say it became a shlamin? Hashtanami. So say the same question. Mi kamidi de Pesach gufei lo bai nesachim. Were it to be a Pesach brought on Erev Pesach, it wouldn't need wine poured with it. And now Mosaro, now that it's on the wrong date, and it's being slaughtered for some other purpose, it becomes a shlamim and bai nesachim and needs wine. But that's the point that we've been teaching. We've been teaching that when it's not on Pesach and slaughtered for some motivation other than Pesach, it flips. It becomes a different type of carbon. It becomes a shlamim. So it needs wine. So why do you say shlamim? Why not let it flip and become a toda if it was slaughtered as a toda and let it need bread? So anan achi kamin, this is what we're saying. Mi kamidi, could you have such a thing? The most are toda atzma lo bai lechem. If you had a carbon toda, right, let's say a guy got out of jail. So he put aside a carbon toda. And then the animal ran away. and he's up in Yerushalayim, he doesn't have the animal. So he buys another animal, and he brings that animal as his toda for having gotten out of jail. He comes back home, he finds the original animal. So this is Mosar toda, a leftover toda. So it doesn't have bread. So the leftover toda wouldn't have bread. So, V'ilu Mosar da'asiluhu me'alma. So you're going to say a leftover Pesach, which is becoming a toda, is going to have bread. The leftover todos don't have bread. So you're going to say that a leftover Pesach is going to have bread. So it doesn't make sense. That's why you can't say that the leftover Pesach could ever become a toda. It only could become a shlamim.
So Rabbi, this bread here means matzah. That's what they're talking about.
The 40 loaves, 10 of them are chametz, 30 are matzah.
And then they take chametz to Beit HaMikdash?
Yes, this is the only time that chametz comes to the Beit HaMikdash, yes.
Rabbi, why don't they say the question, a carbon Pesach requires to be eaten with matzah and mar. So why do they say you can't substitute, if you're saying that you couldn't substitute, could the reverse, because on the carbon on the other side requires libations, whatever it is, why don't they ask the question, how can you substitute the carbon Pesach, which requires matzah and maror, for another carbon, which doesn't require any such thing?
No, but that's our point, because it's not on Erev Pesach. It had to flip into something else.
I understand that, but if the carbon itself required to be...
Yeah, but that's why the Pesach said, you know, that was the Pesach that we began with today. The pasuk says, "V'im enatzon karbanol zevach shlamim laHashem zacharo nekevat tamim yakrivenu." V'im enatzon karbanol, if his carbon is from the flocks, namely a Pesach, then zevach laHashem, it gets slaughtered for something else and becomes a shlamim.
So, Rabbi, the Beit HaMikdash was the only place they didn't burn chametz for Pesach.
Why didn't they burn chametz?
Because they brought bread in there, so you know it's chametz again, no?
No, not on Pesach.
Not on Pesach.
It's told, normally, as we will learn many
right
times,
before, the 14th, right?
Now, normally, there is no chametz in the Beis HaMikdash the whole year, but it's part of the Karban Todah. There would be, but the Karban Todah is not brought on Pesach.
Oh, it would not.
Can't bring it on Pesach the whole year. This is the exception. This is the exception. Now, Maskifla, Rav Yemar, Braid Rav Hillel, Rav Yemar, the son of Rav Hillel asked, Umimai de Mosar Pesach Siv. This whole discussion is based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk said, Vim and Atzon Karbano, Lizevach. So that was the whole discussion. If from the flocks is his karban, that's a Pesach. Then lezevach, it was loaded for something else. Shlamim, it becomes a shlamim. Lashem, forgot. That's how we've been reading this pasuk. So ask Rav Yemar, the son of Rav Hillel, Mimaidu b'mosar Pesach ksiv. How do you know this verse is referring to karban Pesach left over? Tomar b'mosar asham ksiv. Maybe it's referring to an asham out of the time. Let's say a person put aside flocks as an asham, and then it gets it ends up not being offered. You know, he lost it, so he brought another one in its place, and all of this is that an asham, which is left over, would end up becoming a shlamim. So Rava answered. The pasuk said, "V'im enatzon karbano lezevach shlamim." And if from the flocks is his karban as a slaughtering of the shlamim, davar hashaveh b'chalatzon, that's referring to that karban which comes from all the different flocks, both sheep and goats, whereas asham only comes from the goats, doesn't come from the sheep. Maskeflor Rav Avin Bar Chia, Rav Avin Bar Chia challenged this. Vitem Rav Avin Bar Kahana. Others say it's Rav Avin Bar Kahana. He said, listen to the verse. V'im min hatzon karbano. Now, tzon means flocks, but the word min, from, means only some, not all. So b'chol atarat amart, all over the Torah, whenever you have a pasuk, you say min. Whenever it says from, it's lahotzi, it's to exclude. The kanon over here, you're saying that min is l'rabos to include sheep and goats. It should be excluding something. So I'm Rav Mani said, achanami min is lahotzi. Here the word min is excluding. What's it excluding? The loasi ben shteishanim. You can't bring a Pesach from an animal that's already 2 years old. It'd have to be 1 year old. The loasi ben akeva. And you can't bring it from... Lo asin akeva. You can't bring a female. It has to be a male sheep or a male goat. So it is excluding. And the word sown is including. Maskefla. So that's the answer. The word sown includes sheep and goats. The word min is excluding female animals and excluding a two-year-old. So therefore it can't be Asham, because Asham doesn't have sheep and goats, and Asham is only goats. Maskefla Rav Chana Bagdita. Rav Chana Bagdita asked, how could you say that this verse, the verse that we've been discussing all along, namely, the imenatzon karbanol zevach shlamim laHashem zachar nekevatim im yakivenu, but since the verses continue on and say, im kesev, im eiz, if a sheep, if a goat. Sounding like till now we weren't talking about the leftovers of Karban Pesach. So Gemara says, no, the reason why you have the words im kesef, im eiz, is to teach you other things. Ahumi boile, that's to teach you the following. Look at Itanya, we learned in a Braisa, the Braisa says that the sheep and goat are actually different from each other in regards to the tail, to the fat that's by the tail. And so say like this. Why did it say keves? L'rabos ha-pesach la'alya. And when you have a carbon pesach of a sheep, you also bring the tail. You burn the tail in the fires. Kishu omer im kesev, when it says if a kesev, if a sheep, the rabbos pesach sheibrashnasa, that's to tell you that if you have a pesach that's past its first year, the shlamim, and whenever you have the shlamim that come along with the pesach on erev pesach, abay machmas pesach that are brought in order for the person to be full by the time he eats his carbon pesach, l'chol mitzvah shlamim, that these karbanos, namely the pesach when it's not its time, or the shlam, or the chagiga, have the full status of a shlamim, and therefore shiatinu smicha, they need that the owner has to lean on them, unesachim, they need to be accompanied with a wine libation, utnufas chazav eshok, and the chest and the thigh have to be waved. Kishu omer, when the verse says im eiz hifseka inyan, so that's saying, but a goat is different. That if your carbon pesach was a goat, you would not have to take the fat of the tail and throw it into the fires. So Gemara said, 1 second, this verse im kesev is telling you that a pesach not on the right time becomes a shlamim. Nidavua de Shmuel nafka. We learned it from the lesson of the father of Shmuel. The father of Shmuel said, the verse says, v'imenatzon karbanol lezevach shlamim, as we've been saying all along. Davra abamenatzon, what's the carbon that comes from the flocks, the Pesach? Yeh lezevach shlamim, it can become a shlamim. So the Gemara says, v'akati, now 1 second, even according to the father of Shmuel. Midirav Nachman or Rabbi Baravu nafka. We learn it from another source, the lesson of Nachman, who said in the name of Rabbi Baravua, Da'amar of Nachman Rabbi Baravua, Minayin L'moser Pesach Shekarev Shlamim, how do you know that a Pesach left over, so it wasn't brought an Erev Pesach, when it is brought, it becomes a Shlamim. A third verse, V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha Tzonu Vakar, and you shall slaughter as a Pesach to Hashem your God, sheep, flocks, and cattle. Cattle or cows. You can't bring a Pesach as a cow. So what does that mean? Hello, in Pesach ba'alam min akvasim min ha'izim. Pesach has to be from sheep or goats, not from cattle. Elam mikan l'moser ha'pesach. But this verse is telling you that a leftover Pesach, she'ehelu davra abam min atzonim min ha'bakar, it is brought from that which could be from flocks or cattle, u'mayinu shlamim, and it becomes a shlamim. Elat lasa kroiksim. So what you have ultimately, now turning to Testament Bays, is three psukim, each teaching you the same law, that a Pesach that's after its time ends up becoming a shlamim. So why do you need three psukim for this? So So Chad, what is to tell you? Le'ivra zmano. Ve'ivra shnasa. So what is to tell you? That number one, it's past the time of Pesach. And it's already too old to be a Pesach. It's already 2 years old. So once the time passed, it also aged. So that becomes a shlama. Chad is to tell you a second pasuk is to tell you le'ivra zmano v'lo ivra shnaso, that if the time passed, even though it's still old enough to be a Pesach, it's not 2 years old, it'll still be brought as a shlamim. And the third is to tell you v'chad le'lo ivra lo zmano v'lo shnaso, that's that the time hasn't passed. It hasn't been after Pesach. It's before Pesach. And it's old enough. It's not too old. But nevertheless, if it was slaughtered before Pesach, it becomes a shlamim. Utsrichi. One second, let's just finish. Utsrichi, and we need all three lessons. Because of Rachman Achad, if the Torah would have only written one pasuk, Havamina would have thought, Echa de'ivra shnaso uzmano. This pasuk is referring to an animal that's too old, it became too old, and it's the wrong time, the time has passed. Because that's been pushed off from Pesach, so now it'll become a shlamin. Avol ivrazmano velo shnaso, but if it's just missed the date, but it's still young enough, dechazi lePesach sheni, which is something that David brought up yesterday. You could use it as Pesach sheni. Say malo. So then I would say, okay, don't use it as a shlamim. Let it be Pesach sheni. So I need a second pasuk to say that no, it doesn't become Pesach sheni. It becomes a shlamim because of Rachmanani Tartan. If I would have had two psukim, I would have said bishum deitchilu mimilsayu because it was pushed off. It wasn't brought on Pesach, and it passed the time. But where it hasn't been past the time, and it hasn't grown up too much, dechazi lePesach, where it's still okay. It's still okay. It's just too early. Same alo. So then I would think maybe it doesn't become a shlamim. So I need to have three psukim, and in all these cases, the leftover Pesach becomes a shlamim. Yeah. Who had a question? David. Yeah.
This must have been a real issue.
So we learned that the Gemara says that there was a miracle. They never needed all the time. They had three shifts. The third shift never really had to go. They were able to get it all done. It was all hands on deck. All the Kohanim were working. They were passing the blood one to the next. It was very efficient, and they got it all done. But things went missing. Yeah, things went missing. That's why this was important.
What about just the third case where he's not yet past his first year and the time hasn't come?
Yes.
Make him into a shlamim?
Correct, because it wasn't on Erev Pesach. Even though it was early, we don't say, oh, you slaughtered it the day before, let's wait.
Uh-huh.
No, it was still the day before, it becomes shlamim.
It's still Aser? Like, was it you over a lav, or and it just works, or you...
Where do we see a lav here? Said it became...
You made something of Pesach, and now you're...
Now you made it something else.
A gift.
Rabbi, the way I'm understanding the Gemara is that if you designate a carbon before Pesach,
mm-hmm.
for carbon Pesach,
correct,
and then you become Tameh for some reason and can't become,
you'd bring Pesach Sheni.
Right, you bring, but the animal you designated according to here can't be used for the Pesach Sheni.
That's okay.
Because it just said that you can't use it.
That's if it was
slaughtered.
That's what
it becomes. Yeah. It just says you can't, it needs to tell you that you can't use it for Pesach Sheni.
My understanding was for somebody else's Pesach Sheni.
Someone else's.
That's what I thought, to sell it to somebody else. So now, Amar Rav Mishmei de Mavog. Rav said something in the name of a new, I never heard of this Amora before, Mavog. In the name of Mavog. Chatas eshchata l'shum chatas nachshon. Now we've learned that a carbon chatas, that which is sacred as a chatas, has to be slaughtered as a chatas and has to be slaughtered for the right owner. So let's say it was slaughtered for the chatas of Nachshon ben Aminadav. Nachshon ben Aminadav was the first of the Nesiim. And when they dedicated the Mizbeach in Parshas Naso, they brought chatos as gifts to dedicate the Mizbeach. So let's say a guy has a chatas because he ate forbidden fats. And now he slaughters it as the chatas of Nachshon. Ksheir, it's still kosher. Tamar, because the pasuk says, Zos Torah Sachatas. This is the law of the Chatas. Torah is the Chol Chatos. As long as it was slaughtered for a Chatas, it's kosher, it's one Torah. It's not considered slaughtered for the wrong intent. Yosef, Rav Vakamal HaShmaita, Rav was sitting and saying this over. Esfer, Rav Mesharshia, challenged Rav. We learned in a braisa, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Kala menachos shenik mesusha lo lishman ksheirin. All the menachos, all the flower offerings that were, where they the Kohen took the fistful for some other intent, is still kosher. Ve'alu l'bayil m'shem chovah. Not only are they kosher, they actually work for their original owner. Why? Because flower offerings are not like the sacrifice that is slaughtered. Shakomets, machvas l'shem marcheshes. They're different types of menachos. Some menachos are in fried in deep pans. Some are fried in thin pans. So if a person takes, let's say, something which was fried in a thin pan, and he says, I'm taking it for that which is fried in a deep pan. What do you mean you're doing for the deep pan? It's not in a deep pan. It is in a small pan. It looks different. It's a different type of a wafer. So you can't say, I'm planning it for be a thick wafer. It's a thin wafer. It doesn't work. So chareva, right? Something which is dry, without oil. L'shem blula, for the mincha that has oil mixed into it. So he can say, I'm doing it for the mincha with the oil. But it doesn't have oil. But with a carbon, it's not like that. Because shchita achas lekulan, the animals look the same. The slaughtering is the same. Kabbalah achas lekulan, the catching of the blood is the same. Shchita achas lekulan, the throwing is the same. So if a guy is saying, I'm throwing it as chatas, no one can tell that really it was a shlamim or it was a pesach or something else. So what does Rav Mesharshia say? Taima, why is a mincha going to work, even though it was for the wrong sanctification? Because in a mincha, you can tell. Whatever his intent doesn't matter, because the object itself looks different. But if the item wouldn't have looked different, lo, then we would have said that a mincha done for the wrong purpose also doesn't work for its original owner. Now, if Mavog is right, that you have a pasuk, Zos Torah Sachatas, so whatever intent of Chatas all works. So am I. So then why would you say this about a mincha? Maybe we should say Zos Torah Samincha. You have another pasuk with mincha that says this is the law of the mincha. Say Torah Achas L'chol HaMenachos. There should be one law for all the menachos. If it was a mincha for the sake of another mincha, it should also work. So Gemara says, okay. Eliyat Ma'achitmar. If Mavug said something, this is what he said. I'm Rav Mishmei de Mavug. Rav said in the name of Mavug, Chata Sheshchata al Menashe Yiskaper Bo Nachshon. Somebody who takes a carbon, Chatas, and he says, I'm slaughtering it so that Nachshon ben Aminadav, who died 2,000 years ago, should get atonement. Ksheira, the Chatas works. It's a Chatas for the wrong owner. It's not even a wrong owner. In Kapara Lameisim, the dead don't need any Kapara. Chatas is to create atonement. Someone who died 2,000 years ago doesn't need atonement because he's already dead. His death atoned for him. So Gemara says, "V'leima meis ba'alma." Why did Mavug use such a colorful example? A chatas for Nachshon ben Aminadav. Take any dead person. So Gemara says, "Hakamashon." This is what he's teaching us. Taima, the reason why the chatas slaughtered for Nachshon is still kosher is demeis because he died. But if you were to shecht a chatas for your chalev, for the sake of somebody else, even if that person does not have to bring a chatas of kapara, but that person is bringing dumya denachshon, that person is bringing a chatas as a donation to inaugurate a new Beis HaMikdash, psula, then it would be disqualified. Because even though one chatas was for sin, and the other one is not for sin, it still can become disqualified. The other person, because you're not shechting for the rightful owner. So mind you, now we're not going to dedicate the mizbeach with chatos soon. So what's a chatas not for sin? Chatas nazir and chatas mitzora. The chatas that's brought by a nazir. Or the chatas that's brought by a mitzvah. So what's the law of Mavug? Mavug is saying, if a chatas was slaughtered for Nachshon ben Aminadav, and it's really Yaakov's chatas, that's not going to disqualify it, because that's not called shinui bailim, a change of owner, because Nachshon ben Aminadav doesn't need any chatas. But that's because Nachshon ben Aminadav is not alive. But if the chatas of Reuven was slaughtered for Yaakov the Nazir, or for Shimon the Mitzora, even though the Nazir and the Mitzora are not bringing a chatas as atonement, but they do have a chatas, And therefore, this is called shinui bailam, a change of ownership, and that would mess up the chatas. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It's not even a chatas. A guy who slaughters Yaakov's chatas, who needs a chatas for atonement, for the sake of Reuven, who needs a chatas for a nazir, because he's a nazir, hani olos ninu. That's not even a chatas. That's really an ola. It's a gift. So if it's a gift, so that's not called shinui bailin. You can only mess up a carbon for the wrong owner if the rightful owner had to bring a chatas and the wrongful owner needs to bring a chatas. But if the wrongful owner needs an ola, that doesn't mess it up. So again, we have to have a third possibility of what was Rav saying. Rav said the name of Rav. Chatas shishchata al shemchuyav chatas kinachshon kshera. If a person shechts a chatas, which is for a sin, on behalf of somebody who needs a chatas for a nazir or mitzora, it's kosher, because it's a different type of chatas. Why? Because a chatas nachshon, a chatas of a nazir and a mitzora, or a chatas of nachshon and a minadav is really an ola. So since it's an ola, it's not a slaughtering for the wrong owner. Ikadamar, another version, Amarav Mishmei the Mavog, Rav says the name of Mavog, chatas shishchata l'shem chatas nachshon psula. Chatas slaughtered for the sake of Nachshon's chatas becomes possible because chatas Nachshon is an ola, so that's slaughtering an animal for the wrong sanctity. Vilema, so now if Mavuk says that, why didn't he say his halach in regards to chatas Nazir and chatas Mitzora? So Gemara says, you're right. It would apply to a chatas of a Nazir and a chatas of a Mitzora. But Iker chatas Nakar, he wanted to choose the first chatas that wasn't a chatas of Kapara. So he went back to the chatas of Nachshon. Amar Rav said, chatas chelev shishchata l'shem chatas dam. Let's say a person has a chatas because he ate forbidden fat, and it was slaughtered as if he had eaten blood. Or l'shem chatas avodas kochavim. It was slaughtered for the sake of a chatas avodas zara. Then it is kosher, because those are chatos. However, l'shem chatas nazir, l'shem chatas mitzora, it's possible. But if it's slaughtered as a chatas nazir, a chatas mitzora, it's possible, because that's a deviation of the sanctity, because hani olos ninu, because these are really olos. Boy, Rav had the following question. Chatas chelev, let's say a chatas that had been dedicated for a man having eaten forbidden fat, sheshchata l'shem chatas etumas mitish v'kadash of mahu, and it was slaughtered as a chatas sol v'yored for having defiled the temple. So, yeah, I mean, do we say kares kamosa? These are both sins that carry kares, so therefore it's not a deviation of sanctity. So they're both chatos. Odilma and kavua kamosa. The sin of entering the temple while impure is a sliding scale carbon, so it's a different type of sanctity, maybe. Rav Acha bre de Rava, masni kulu l'psula. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said that all these things are pasul. Even a chatas chela for chatas dam. My time, why? The verse says, v'shachad osa l'chatas. You should slaughter it as a chatas, l'shem osa chatas, for the sake of this correct chatas. Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Acha bre de Rava. Rav Ashi said to Rav Acha, the son of Rava, baya de Rava, echi masni sula. What do you say in the... was the question of Rava. We learned it. There was a question in regards to deviation of owners. This is how we learned it. Amar Rava said, chatas chelev shishchata al misha mechuyav chatas dam v'chatas avodas kochavim psula. If a chatas chelev was slaughtered on behalf of a person who needs to bring a chatas dam and a chatas of avodah zara, then it's possible, because that's considered a chatas for the wrong owner. But al misha mechuyav chatas nazir v'chatas mitzora, it's kosher, because the chatas nazir and chatas mitzora is an ola, it's a totally different category. Ubayin lahachi, here was questions like this, that boy Rava asked, chatas chelev, a chatas of chelev, sheshchat al misha mechuyav chatas tumas mikdash v'kadash of mahu, it was slaughtered for her person who needs to bring a carbon ola v'yorid, the sliding scale sacrifice. Do we say kares kamosa, but since they're both for sins of kares, it is a deviation of owner. Maybe since it's not an established carbon like this, it's not the same. So take or we don't know.